been interested in knowing about the history of our church and joining the membership, please attend that class. And remember also to sign the attendance book and pass it along. And it is still flu season, so I would encourage you not to shake hands. You can do a fist pump or, you know, something else. Okay, thank you.
Well, since the pastor forgot it, and I can't believe he did, I'm going to say it. God is good. All the time. Welcome. My name is Darrell Roller, and I'll be your liturgist this morning. May we stand for the call to worship. It should be in your insert or on the screen. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Lift up your eyes and look around. All our good is... Remain standing for... In your book, it says, in your bulletin, it's 2:30. It's really 2:34. And we're going to sing just verses 1 through 3. Methodists don't do that very often. They usually sing all the verses, but for some reason, we're only singing 1 through 3. Now, while the children are coming forward for the children's moment, please extend a peace, a hand of peace to those around you.
Morning. Did you guys have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it super exciting? Is it hard to fall asleep the night before?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you had a fun and exciting Christmas. Was there anything that you thought was kind of unfair about Christmas?
No one thought something was unfair that I got book and he
did. Yeah, Nolan was kind of jealous of the cool gift you got. Did you share it with him?
Yeah.
That was nice. Anyone else have something that kind of felt unfair? And we get a cool gift that you didn't get?
Hi.
Maybe.
Nolan had this Pokemon belt that I really wanted. So
uh-huh. So you got something he wanted, he got something you wanted. Yeah. 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 What about you, JR?
I only got a bunch of Pokemon cards in my book.
Sounds like a very Pokemon Christmas. Yeah. What about... Yeah. Did you know that there's, you know, some kids in our community who didn't necessarily get very many gifts or didn't have a lot of food to eat? Does that sound kind of unfair? Yeah. So even though Christmas is such a super exciting and fun time, there can be some stuff about it that's kind of unfair, too. And in our Bible story today, we hear that the first Christmas, when Jesus was born, it was exciting and it was amazing. But there was some stuff that was kind of unfair going on all the way back then as well. You see, Jesus and his parents were in Bethlehem after he had been born. And the king at the time, King Herod, really wanted to be in power. He wanted to have all the power. And when he heard that this new baby was born who was going to be king of the Jews, he didn't like that idea at all because he wanted to be the only king. And so we know that the wise men were coming to visit Jesus. And did you know that they went and talked to King Herod before they saw Jesus?
Yeah?
Does anyone know what King Herod told them?
What?
They're not bringing him to be king.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
No, I just forgot.
Yeah. Do you remember, JR?
Bring the king here so I can worship him also.
Yeah, so the King Herod told the wise men, yeah, you can go find Jesus and then come back here and tell me where Jesus is. And King Herod told the wise men that was because he wanted to go worship Jesus. But is that actually the reason?
No.
No, he wanted to get rid of Jesus because, remember, he wanted to have all of the power. And that sounds kind of unfair, right? To Jesus and his family.
It's kind of rude, too.
Yeah, it is kind of rude. So, does anybody know what the wise men did? Yeah, they went and they found Jesus and they worshipped him and they brought him gifts. We can see our treasure box up there on the altar. But they didn't go back and tell King Herod. So even though the first Christmas, there was some unfair stuff going on, God was still there all through all the unfair stuff to protect Jesus and to tell the wise men not to go back and tell King Herod. And God helped Jesus and his family escape to Egypt so that Jesus would be safe from King Herod. So the first Christmas, it was exciting and it was fun, but it was also kind of unfair. But even through the unfair times, God was still there. So in our own lives, when we have things happen that feel kind of unfair and we get sad and we get jealous, we can remember that God is still with us during those times as well. And yeah, be thankful for what you have. Absolutely, Nolan. And you can turn to God for help and guidance, and he will be there for you. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God, when unfair things happen to us, help us to remember to ask for your help so that we can see your way forward. Amen.
Thank you, Mary, for that wonderful Christmas story, or Epiphany story. And now this time for celebrations and concerns. I would like to, as part of celebration, I would like to say thank you for everyone who made the Christmas program a success. Thank you for those who did the plays. Thank you for those who did the music. Thank you for all those who are ushering. Thank you so much. And also we have concerns. On Tuesday, we'll be having a memorial service for Arlene Benham. Please pray for that family. And also come and support the family on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Remember also those who are traveling. Some are out of town to be together with their families today. Keep them in your prayers. Pray for the grieving families. Pray for those who are not feeling well. Pray also for teachers and students as they get ready to go back to school. I would like to give you a moment of silent prayer as we pray over those items. I want to thank you for another Sunday of worship that you have given us. Thank you for enabling us to get to church today to worship you. You know, those who are unable to be here today, we pray that you be with them, watch over them, wherever they are today. May they sense the presence of the Holy Spirit with them. For those who are traveling, we want to pray that you keep them traveling mercies. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you also for being nice to us and gracious to us in every way till the end of this year. And right now, as we get ready to start the new year, we pray for your guidance. We pray for your protection upon us and the guidance of the Holy Spirit upon each one of us. Lord Jesus, we want to pray for those who are having anxieties and maybe fears about the coming year. We pray that you give them courage. Pray that you give them hope for a better year. Heavenly Father, we want to also lift up those who are not happy around this time of the year, those who are feeling lonely. We pray that you encourage them, and we pray that you help them to feel your presence. We want to pray also for those who are grieving. Even though this time of the year is a time of joy, we know there are some who are grieving, there are some who are sad because they are not feeling well, their loved ones are not feeling well. We pray that you encourage them and keep them hope. Lord Jesus, we want to pray also for the grieving families, be with them, and especially the Benham family. We pray that you be with them. And others who are grieving for the loss of their loved ones, we pray that you encourage them today. Lord, we want to pray for young men and women serving this country, those who are in the military, they were unable to make it home for holidays. We pray that you be with them and protect them until you bring them back to us. We pray for leadership of this country as they go into the new year. We pray that this year will be a better year politically. They'll be able to accomplish a lot. Lord Jesus, we commit our church into your hands. We pray that as we get into the new year, we pray that we will be able to start smoothly and we will be able to accomplish a lot. We pray for teachers and for students going back to school. We pray that everything will go smoothly for them. Lord Jesus, we pray for Sunday school and the remaining part of this service. We pray that the Holy Spirit will take control of everything. And we pray that whatever we do today will bring glory and honor to your name. For we pray in Jesus' name, and God's people say, Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Lord, we gather this morning to give you thanks for revealing yourself as God of all people, not just a chosen few. We bow before you in humble adoration, like the wise men of old. Our gifts may not be as godly as those brought by the three kings, but we come to dedicate ourselves to the building of your kingdom. Amen. Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespassing. But deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
The scripture today is a visit of the wise men. It's Matthew 2, 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child was Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another word. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Daryl, for leading the worship today and also reading the word of God. Let's pray over the message today. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for bringing us up to this far in our worship. Lord, as we get ready to go into the scripture to listen from you, we want to invite you to be with us, anoint the message for today and every word that will proceed out of my lips. In Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. So today is the first Sunday after Christmas. For many, the celebration of Christmas is over. I'm sure some of you have already removed Christmas decoration. The Christmas tree is gone. Christmas lights gone. But although I have to say that although we are not supposed to remove Christmas decoration until Epiphany is over, some people have already put away all the Christmas decorations. They are put away until next year. They think that it is time to move on with more pressing issues than continuing with the celebration of Christmas. But I have to tell you that Christmas is not over until Epiphany is over. So next Sunday is the second Sunday after Christmas. So I hope, although, you know, although you have removed Christmas decorations, I hope Jesus Christ has not quickly disappeared from our minds and our hearts. The newborn Jesus is still with us. As Christians, our primary objectives should be to keep Jesus at the center of everything we do. We should keep Jesus at the center of everything we say, everything we think. We should include Jesus, even in our planning. So as a congregation, as men, as ladies, as young people, as boys and girls, we should be intentional about living for Jesus wherever we are, be it in school, be it in, you know, maybe watching a movie with friends. Let us be intentional about living for Jesus Christ. This morning, as we look at the story of the Magi, I want you to see that since Jesus is our Savior, Christians should worship Him in every area of our lives. I want to approach this topic by asking three important questions, which will help us understand who the Magi were and their mission. So this is the first question. What led the Magi to Jesus? And remember, the Magi was also the wise man. In other Bible fashion, they are wise men. And how many wise men were there? I kept reading the Bible and I couldn't find three. And I've been hearing three in the music. But there's nowhere where it says three. It could be people came up with that because of the three gifts that they were brought to Jesus. But there were nowhere where it says three. So what led the Magi? I believe, you know, the scripture is very clear, the star. And this reminds me of a preacher in Kentucky where I was going to church. During the Epiphany Sunday, he was preaching on the star. And he requested four young people to come forward from the congregation to hold the signs, you know, of the four-point summons. And the young people came forward, and the first one was holding R. The second one was holding A. And the third one was holding T. And the last one was holding S. And I tell you, the preacher left wrong impression on the congregation because it was not reading the star, it was reading something else. It did it opposite. So this morning I'm not going to preach on the 4 points. I'm going to preach on the 3 points. Yes, so God uses the star. God uses general revelation to reveal Himself. Star is one of the general revelation. This means God uses all the creation in the universe, including the stars, to reveal Himself to people. And in addition, God has also used special revelation to reveal Himself to us. And that special revelation is Jesus Christ. The second question is, who were the Magi? Magi were powerful religious and political leaders from the pagan lands of the Persian Empire. They were scholars and astrologers who had studied heavenly bodies. The Bible does not endorse astrology and use of horoscope because they are not reliable. But the star in the Gospel of Matthew is a reliable star. So today, the reason why I say that is because I didn't want you to go and start going into horoscope, you know, the stars, you know, to know about the future, the 2020. But I have to tell you that this was special, and it has been foretold by the prophets in the past. We hear in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17, and it is in the next slide. It says in Numbers, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel, and he will crush the forehead of Moab, the skulls of the people of Sheb. So this is something, this is a fulfillment of the prophecy. It has been foretold about this star. So it was a fulfillment during the birth of Jesus Christ. It was all within the plan. It was part of Jesus Christ. And in the book of Matthew chapter 2, it records about the Magi by saying they had been following a star they saw in the east. And in verse 9 to 10, which we have read, it says, after they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose, went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So, we see that from human point of view, the Magi story kind of have some superstition aspect, like many other stories. And this story in the chapter, in Matthew chapter 2, it has some superstition. It has some questions, like right now, some of us were thinking that there were three Magi, and there were not three. And now we can see some superstition aspect in this story too. And superstition have been part of human history since the beginning of time. And superstition is still with us. You know, I used to think that it was only in Africa where we have superstition. But I have noticed even here in America, you still have also. You also have superstitions. You know, I was shocked when I heard somebody said, oh, so-and-so is very irritable today. It must be full moon. Or when somebody is moody and irritable, they say, oh, probably you woke up from the wrong side of the bed. So we have some superstition. On Christmas Eve, I heard somebody say, if you kiss a loved one at the New Year's, and then everything will go smoothly then the rest of the year. That is, I think that is superstition. So superstition have been part of human history. Even the Magi, you know, the aspects here is kind of superstitious. But the star they were following, it was a reliable star. And they followed the star to find the truth according to the orders of Herod. Herod had commanded them to go and look for Jesus. I pictured them starting the journey at night, leaving everything behind everything they ever loved and hold dear. They left and went on this expedition. Some might be thinking of maybe it was a foolish expedition because they were just following a star. Who has ever followed a star and get the right thing? But these people were following. They went along the terrain where nobody could even travel on during the day, but they went on it during the night. Even maybe they faced the storms and all the wild animals. Dangerous journey. They went because they were determined to find Jesus. Yes, they were determined to find Jesus, regardless of the challenges. Regardless, maybe they got lost at some point, but still, they went until they found Jesus. You see, if you are determined in looking for Jesus, you will find him. If you are really determined, you will find him. Some of us might have already faced challenges this year. They have faced a storm, spiritual terrain, uncertainties, confusion, loneliness, sickness, disabilities, economic crisis, and the list can go on, and have been wondering, where is this Jesus? But I'm telling you, if you are determined in finding Jesus, who can give you joy, who can give you peace, you will find him. Amen? Let's be wise, like this wise man, who took another route after they were warned by the angel. Let us obey the warning from the Bible and take another route this year. And we will find joy. Like this Magi. Let the star that led the Magi lead you into 2020. Allow the star of God, the reliable star, to guide you away from fears of the coming year, away from anxieties, away from grief, away from sorrows, to a direction of love, peace, and joy. Amen? Let us not lean on our own understanding, as the word says. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, do not lean on your own understanding. So let's not lean on our own understanding, but let's lean on the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will guide us to the right place. Amen? And this leads us to the second question. How did the Magi respond when they found Jesus? It is very clear. After their long journey of intently following the star, God brought them safely to their destination. They arrived where Jesus was, and they did what was customary in those days when one was in the presence of royalty. They knelt themselves before him. They knelt down before Jesus, and they gave him gifts. We hear gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Yes. Can you just picture this story? It must have been a very amazing sight. This powerful, educated scholars, religious, and intelligent Gentiles are here, humbly, kneeling down before the baby, honoring and acknowledging him as a king. I hope any one of us listening to this story will learn something out of it. I hope listening to this story and has never acknowledged Jesus as your king, you ought to have a second thought after listening to it. At this point, I think I need to emphasize that my child was on a mission. You see, when you are on a mission, you have got to accomplish something. So they were on a mission. Herod had commissioned them. They had a mission and a purpose. So although Herod commissioned the Magi, I have to say that when it comes to obedience, God was more paramount in their lives than Herod. Yes, they had to give more obedience to God than Herod. Once you acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and Savior and King, there is a specific response that is very necessary to Him. Regardless of what your boss might be saying at work, regardless of what your parents may be saying, but, you know, you have to also ask yourself, what is God saying? We have to give more obedience to God than anybody else. So we have, as Christians, we have a purpose in this world. We have a mission. We are to fulfill the mission God has called us to do. What is our purpose as Lenexa UMC? Why are we here in this sanctuary? Why are we here in this community? Why are we here as Lenexa UMC? What is our mission, church? What is our mission? When you try to think about it, your head is kind of blank, right? There are probably too many words in our mission we can't even remember. Yes, we have had, we have had our goals for this year. And this year has come to an end. But we also have, you know, initiative for the coming year. We have our calls for 2020 that we adopted last November at the church conference. And I would like you to take a look at it. They are on the screen right there. We voted to make it intentional to grow in our spirituality, in our participation, in our outreach, in our numbers, in giving, and in enthusiasm. Yes, in enthusiasm. We have to be enthusiastic when coming to church, when doing whatever we are doing for God's glory. Remember what the book of Psalms says in 122. King David says, I was glad when they say to me, let's go to the house of God. Do you get excited when you are told, let's go to church? We ought to. It is scriptural. And that is one of our goals, to be enthusiastic, to be excited when coming to the house of God. We are to fulfill the mission God has called us to do as Lenexa UMC. And for our church, it is making discipleship and making a difference in Johnson County and beyond. As we grow spiritually in participation, as we grow in outreach, in numbers, in giving, and in enthusiasm. I would like to encourage various Sunday school groups, if the leaders are here. I would like to encourage you, and also Bible study group in our church. Follow those guidelines as we seek to grow in all those areas that I have mentioned. This year, we are going to be intentional in reaching out to men and women and children in our county. This county has to feel the presence of Lenexa UMC. What do you think, right? We are here for a purpose, right? So they have to feel our presence here. Mission is not only about going to overseas. We have mission opportunities right at our doors. We have mission opportunities surrounding us, even right here. So, apart from providing for physical needs to the needy, we ought to provide spiritual needs. Salvation encompasses all human beings. It is not only the soul, but all of ourselves. We all know that change, we all know that also change has to start from us. If we are not right with God, even doing the mission work will not be possible. So it has to start from our hearts, and the effect of the change should be seen outwardly. Amen? I hope that is clear. So as I bring this message to the closing today, I would like to encourage you to emulate the wise men. Not only did they accomplish their mission, but they also showed total allegiance and obedience to King Jesus. Are you showing total allegiance and obedience to God? God is pleased when you bring yourself to Him, when you bring your gifts, when you bring your household to God, when you bring your talents and all your sacrifices of service to Him, your time, you know, your worship. We ought to bring all of that to God. So as you look to the new year 2020 with all that it has for you, I encourage you to make a resolution to be intentional in your love for Jesus. To be intentional in humbling yourself when you worship and when you serve Him. To be intentionally joyful and enthusiastic when you attend worship each Sunday. When you come to church each Sunday, be enthusiastic. Expect the blessings from God. Amen? I assure you that in the process, you'll have a deeper relationship with your Savior when you do all that. Yes, let's do all that. What this message has taught us today. In Jesus' name, amen. And as we continue to worship the Lord in our tithes and offerings, may the ushers come forward, please. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for being with us up to this moment. Thank you even for the message you have given to us today. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for every blessing that you have given to us. And we bring a portion of it before you this morning. We pray that you may bless these offerings and bless the hands that gave out. Lord, we want to pray also that you multiply it for the extension of your kingdom. Watch over us as we leave the sanctuary today, as we begin the new year. We pray that you help us to begin with you. And whatever we will do, we pray that it will bring glory and honor to your name. For in your name we pray. And God's people say, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. And now we have a small ceremony here of dedication of the time capsule. And we are going to start with the responsive readings. We are here today to rededicate the 1969 time capsule we opened during 150th anniversary, which will be returned to the cornerstone of the 1969 edition of the Lenexa United Methodist Church. We are also dedicating a new time capsule, which will be placed in the 1924 cornerstone of the sanctuary. A time capsule is commonly known as a box of buried treasure. Time capsules have been used for thousands of years to preserve a piece of the present for future generations. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And the scripture readings is from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 35 to 36. It says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So the scripture is very clear. Heaven and earth will pass away. Even us will pass away. But the word of God will not pass away. And we are trying our best with the help of God to preserve the word of God by putting them into the safe boxes and put them in a safe place at the corner of our sanctuary. And now let's join together in the prayer of dedication. Almighty and everlasting God, on whom we build our hopes with all your loving kindness, we dedicate these capsules into your hands and we ask that you bless the corner at the late future generation. Bless those who offerings and gifts made the mission of this child to move forward. Protect and direct those who serve you in this building. May the walls of this building continue to provide protection to the storms, harm, and danger. May the hearts of your people in this building join together at the living table, build upon the foundation of the apostles, prophets, Jesus Christ, in the generation. Amen. Thank you. Let's rise up and sing the closing song. And now receive the benediction. Go forth into the world. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may go in peace, and may the peace of newborn King go with each one of you. And I wish you a happy new year. Amen.